Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any of my shows from BruceAllen.com. As we've been highlighting a little bit of the music today, that song was the original song written and performed and produced by my son. You can find the music video for that song, which he also produced, at BruceAllen.com. Before that, we heard from John Fogerty, who did Centerfield from his, I think that was his first big solo album, post Creedence Clearwater Revival days. And there was a lot of turmoil in that group that affected Mr. Fogerty, who is now performing and I believe doing very well. I hope you'll like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Visit my website, BruceAllen.com, for anything else you would like, as well as ordering my book, which is now available. It is on Amazon and Kindle and will be available within a couple days, though you can order it now in real book form, as I like to call it. It's perfect gift for Father's Day. Book or Kindle, and their other e-reader versions will come soon. The pre-order special, which is in fact is cheaper than Amazon, is with including a companion poster that is quite cool, I think. It has some of my younger son's comic strips, which he does for BoomerTechTalk.com, and you can pre-order at the store at BruceAllen.com. I am having a giveaway contest for my book on every show until Father's Day. You will win a copy of the book and its poster, a $26.90 value, which will also include free shipping. To win, answer the following three questions. Number one, who is the publisher of the book? Number two, how many pages is it per Amazon? And number three, who wrote the foreword? The 19th correct answer will win, but you cannot submit your answers before Sunday evening, May 29th at noon Pacific Standard Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Send your answers to Bruce at BruceAllen.com. That's Bruce at BruceAllen.com to win a copy of my book that is now out. Again, the questions: who is the publisher of the book? How many pages is it per Amazon? And who wrote the foreword? Write your answers to Bruce at BruceAllen.com. Today's topic was a dirty little parenting secret, and I barely got to cover it because I just went on about so many other things. The dirty little parenting secret is that not only do siblings fight and occasionally not like each other, but parents occasionally just don't like one kid or another every now and then. I want to talk about some random complaints in my home. Son number one, it's not fair. Son number two, it's my brother's fault. Wife, my feelings are hurt. Son number one, why do I have to do that? Son number two, I forgot. Wife, my feelings are hurt. Son number one, get it yourself. Son number two, I don't care what you think. Wife, my feelings are hurt. I am sure I am not alone with these feelings. I was a single dad for many years, and for single parents, there's often not much relief. I had no family to pass the kids to, as my parents were deteriorating when my boy's mother left. Friends pretty much vanished during those dark days, so there were times when I didn't like my kids. The dirty little parenting secret is simply there are times when we don't like our kids, and it starts usually around age 13 and may last another decade or so. I hope not, but that is what my mom suffered with me, and I suppose I'm just getting double payback. As for my wife, she's had to deal with a load of changes that she never anticipated. The men she dated before she met me were largely my age, but with grown children. She did not expect to be the stepmom to two boys living at home 24/7. But she had the unfortunate misfortune, unfortunate misfortune, to fall in love with me. I had the good fortune of falling in love with her. Little did she know what she'd get. Granted, I take the primary parenting role day to day, but she does more than her share. My wife is wonderful, and if she could just stop with the my feelings are hurt whenever I do something that I have no idea what I've done wrong, she'd be truly a 10. Actually, she is a 10. She's a 10 cook, a 10 beauty, a 10 decorator, household manager, and many more 10s. She's just a sort of broken record with the hurt feelings. Wouldn't it be better if the comments from my family were more like this? Son number one, hey, Dad, want to come and see a movie with me? Son number two, Dad, let's go out to lunch together and just talk. Wife, honey, your current A Dad's Point of View column is so good. Son number one, Dad, would you scratch my back, please? Son number two, I really love that new comic on your website. It's really funny. Wife, would you like some dessert, dear? Son, do you need help with anything? Son, I just commented on your blog, Dad, because it's so good. Wife, I really think you're a terrific writer, and that's a very nice haircut, honey. I can dream, can't I? Next week's subject for this show will be, what will it be? I forgot what it'll be. I know I have it somewhere here in my notes. Next week's subject will be, technology is a part of me. I like to talk about technology a lot. Visit my website, bruceatbruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader and chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thank you for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.